Boys and girls, if you have the Word of God open before you there at Matthew chapter 27, you'll notice there, verse 18, that it says about Pilate concerning Jesus, he knew that for envy they had delivered him. These people were jealous, especially the Pharisees. They saw that he was popular. They saw that he was loved. They saw that he was a great teacher. He had great gifts and abilities. They saw he had great power and could do great miracles. He got attention. And these Pharisees were jealous. Oh, they were so jealous. And it ate into their hearts so that they were even prepared to kill Jesus. Jealousy is an awful thing down there in the heart. Do you remember Joseph? You remember even his brothers? You know, brothers should love brothers. But the brothers, they envied Joseph. They envied the gifts he had. They envied the love of the father that he received. They were so jealous. And it got into their hearts. And they all together, moved by this envy, they sold him into Egypt. So you see how bad the jealousy is in the heart. What it is capable of doing. And I want to tell you a terrible story, boys and girls. I wouldn't normally tell you a story so terrible as this, but I want you to remember it so that you will know how terrible a thing jealousy in the human breast is. It's the story of three girls, Jane, Lucy, and Mary. And they were at a boarding school, that is, a school that you lived in. They had beds at night. And they slept there and they did their studies during the day. And these three girls, Jane, Lucy, and Mary, were in the same class. Now, Jane was very gifted. She always came first in class. She was always able to remember all the poetry and all the verses and able to recite everything so perfectly. She was a top-class student, Jane. And Lucy, while she was not so gifted, she had an amiable nature. She had a kind nature. She had a loving nature. And she was so liked, so loved by the teachers and loved by the pupils because of this amiable nature. But Mary, she had none of these things. And she was jealous of both these girls, particularly of Jane. She hated her, though of course pretending to be her friend. This jealousy in her heart so grew, it so multiplied, that the thought was sowed in her mind to kill Jane. A horrible thought, but there it was, planted by the devil, and it grew. And what she did was, bit by bit, day by day, she gathered together deadly poison. So that it was enough to kill one person. And she planned to kill Jane. And she planned to make Lucy look to be the culprit. She didn't know how she was going to go about this. The devil often gives an opportunity. And what happened was that Jane took sick and she was in her bed. And Lucy, she ministered to her in her kindness. Mary was in the room whenever she was doing this on one occasion. Lucy went off to the side to make some lemonade, and she made some lemonade, and then she went off to do something else. And this was an opportunity for Mary to put the poison into the lemonade. And she did that. And then she quietly left the room. And whenever Lucy came back again, she took the lemonade and she brought it over to give to Jane. But Jane was asleep. Wasn't able to drink the lemonade. Mercifully, the Lord had put her into a sleep because the Lord often looks after the innocent. He often looks after the good. Well, Lucy left, and there the lemonade was beside her, and Mary has gone off on her own, and she thinks that it's been drunk, and the deed has been done, and Lucy will get the blame. But the glass of lemonade there sits all the while. And then someone comes into the room and does a bit of tidying up and takes a glass of the lemonade and brings it out into the dining room. And while the tidying up is going on, the glass of lemonade is left on the dining room table. And who walks past but Mary, the one who had put the poison into the glass? She didn't recognize the glass. She just thought it was a glass of lemonade. She assumed that the poisoned lemonade had been all drunk. But there was this glass of lemonade, and she was thirsty. And she drank it. She drank it all up. She went into the agonies of pain, and the death throes came upon her. The family was called. And in her agony, not only of body, but of conscience, she confessed the deed. And she confessed what was the problem with her. And she died, not only in terrible pain of body, but in deep torment of mind because of her sin. And it all began with envy. Just envying that little girl, her classmate. So boys and girls, don't envy. And if you do see the seed of it, get to Jesus. Get to Christ and ask him to take it away and ask him to make you thankful for the gifts, even though they not be many, that he has given unto you, and ask him to make you content and not to envy others or to have any malice. And so may the Lord give us good hearts as he gave to Lucy good hearts, and may he remove from us the bad heart that was in Mary. Let us pray. Father, we ask thy blessing on these words spoken to the children. We pray that it may please thee through them to get into their hearts by thy Holy Spirit, and to regenerate them and purify them, and to give them true faith in thy Son Jesus. So work in these children, and bless them and help them, and have mercy upon them and upon us all. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.